This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Happy birthday to Stuart Copeland, drummer for The Police. During their career. Message in a Bottle. Good performance from Stuart Copeland on that track. Stuart Copeland turns 66 years old today. 66 years old today for Stuart Copeland, the drummer from The Police. Scott Bertram is sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for joining us on this Monday all across the great state of Michigan. Dry in Hillsdale. Could use some rain, some in the forecast. More than enough moisture up in the Upper Peninsula recently, I know that. Alan Sachs joins us now on the phone lines, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington and frequent Steve Gruber Show guest. Alan, how are you?
Morning. Thank you so much. I want your temperature. We're going to have 106 here by the end of the week.
See, that's far.
Isn't that incredible? Just, it's scary.
That's far too hot. I don't need that.
I did not want to live in Phoenix, but I'm in Texas.
Yeah, and we actually were up at 92 or so yesterday, and that's enough for me. And, I don't know if that 116 is a dry heat or not, but to me it doesn't matter because it's still 118 degrees. So either way,
exactly.
It's far too hot for me.
Exactly.
Far too hot. Well, we wake up this morning and we see the summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin is ongoing. I believe we'll get a press conference on that somewhere around 10 o'clock Eastern this morning. What do you expect? Do you have any expectations from what we'll hear after this meeting between the two?
I think it's going to go pretty well. I don't know exactly what's going to come out of it. Nobody does. And again, the actual results sometimes are not known for quite a while. But I think high on the list is going to be Syria. I think a war between Israel and Syria and Iran in Syria, Iran being the major player there, is very imminent. I hope it doesn't happen, but it's imminent. And Russia, of course, is backing Iran and Syria. So if President Trump can bring that down a little bit, I think that'll be very, very important. There's other issues, of course. Nuclear agreements between the United States and Russia have always been paramount in these issues. So I think Syria is going to be big nuclear weapons between these two big nuclear giants, the United States and Russia, I think is going to be brought up. And maybe they're going to meet again. I have a hunch this is not going to be their only meeting.
Is it possible for the U.S. and Russia to have a far less adversarial relationship than we have at this point?
It's going to be difficult because Russia really is, under Vladimir Putin, a strong military power. They want to advance in the world. It's really interesting when you think about it. Their economy, I understand, is very small compared to ours. Much smaller than ours, yet they're able to have this enormous military that projects their power far and above what they really are all about. But it must be reckoned with. And I think that President Trump is correct in saying it's better to try to make a deal with them in some fashion or get to know them better than to be these terrible adversaries. This is not the first time the United States has tried to make agreements with Russia or at least talk to them. This happened during President Obama's administration. Some people might remember there was a hot mic, and there was President Obama meeting with the then president of Russia, whose name was Medvedev, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he pats him on the back and says, and leans over, not knowing the mic was open, and says, "Tell Vladimir that when our elections are over, I'll be able to talk to him a little bit better, make better agreements." And then there was Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. It's almost like Saturday Night Live with the foreign minister of Russia, Sergey Lavrov, and she hands him a toy and says,
yep,
"We're going to reset. This is our reset button." And he looks at her like, "You know, what is this?" And so we've tried to make deals and talk to the Russians for a long time. So give President Trump a chance, and I think it's going to work out relatively well. There's going to be a press conference, I think, within an hour or so. And we'll know a little bit more after that.
Yep. Alan Sachs with us, professor of political science, University of Texas Arlington. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show. We're just talking before you joined us about Judge Kavanaugh. We had both of our senators here in Michigan, Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, announced that they will not be supporting Judge Kavanaugh. Yeah, although, as I pointed out, you know, Michigan, a red state, Donald Trump carried, and Republican governor. And so, but when we look at more likely red state Democrats, Democratic senators, how many or do you think we'll see any eventually support the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh in the Senate?
I think there'll be two or three. I think you raise a very important point. It depends on if the issue is raised in a campaign and if they're up for re-election. If they're up for re-election and a big issue is raised about this during the re-election process, during the campaigning, it could make a big difference. So I think that President Trump is hoping that at least two or three Democrats will come over and vote for his nomination. But in the end, it's probably not needed. Senator John McCain will not be voting most likely. So the Republicans are really down to a bare nub, a bare number in trying to get this nomination across. So it's always nice if they bring a couple of Democrats over, and I think they'll be able to do that. But even if that doesn't happen, I think that the Republicans will be able to get his nomination through.
It seems highly unlikely we'll ever, and we have about 30 seconds or so, but we'll ever return to those days when we see Supreme Court nominees sailing through 98-0, 97-2.
Very unlikely.
Those, long in the past.
And it happened, it goes all the way back to Robert Bork.
Yes.
His nomination was stalled by the Senate Judiciary Committee many, many years ago. And interestingly, when Robert Bork took his name out, then President Reagan came back around and nominated Anthony Kennedy, who's retiring. So one thing leads to another.
Yeah, absolutely. Alan Sachs with us, the political science professor at University of Texas Arlington. Thank you so much for joining the Steve Gruber Show.
Appreciate it very much. It's going to be a very interesting week politically.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Michigan Grape and Wine Industry Council, representing more than 140 wineries. You can travel to more than 140 winery tasting rooms all across the Mitten, from the UP to Detroit, Union Pier to the Thumb, everywhere in between. Visit MichiganWines.com to plan your wine tour today. MichiganWines.com. This is the Steve Gruber Show.